When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Aquis, Queensland's best and largest stallion facility and Queensland breeders' number one supporter. Welcome to the Darling Download on SEN Track.
Hello and welcome to the Darling Download. This is our last show for the year.
Oh, Sammy.
For the Darling Download, as I welcome my offsider, Chris Nelson.
Good morning, Sam.
It's a bit sad,
isn't it? Sad time. We got any sad music?
It's a bit sad. It's a bit sad today.
Too sad to play sad music.
But anyway, that's okay. But it's been a great year.
It has been a great year.
And we'll just steam on to next year. We'll be back in no time with the Darling Download. But a couple of new guests, surprise, surprise, on today's show. And we are going to be chatting to Savannah McCann.
Yep.
Yes. And Louise Dillon, who trains at the Sunny Coast.
Yeah, and Savannah McCann's only had a handful of rides, but she's doing a really good job.
She's got some couple of rides at Gundawindi today, and then one tonight, who she's very confident about. And Louise Dillon's got a few runners tonight, and She's been in hot form, bagging winners at Kilcoy of late. So good times. Looking forward to catching up with them. Of course, we'll have our tipping segment, which we can start with a clean slate next year.
You can, I think. Yeah. I haven't got the numbers, but I think
it's safe to say that I've run last this year. I think it's safe to say we've run last.
No, we won't worry about that.
But anyway, I tell you what is exciting, Chriso.
Yes.
Today at Doomben, we've got the country races.
The Country Series finals races, exactly. The Stampede and the Country Cups.
The Gearin Camp, who had a couple of nice runners in Vanasta and Sammy, they have not gone too well with the draw, Chriso. Pat Webster's got a nice runner in Office Gym with Les Bubba Tilly on board. And they're always really good races, aren't they?
They are. They're always hard to find the winner. Well, actually, having said that, quite often the fancied runners run well. So if I could give any advice in those races, I would just say take as many horses as you can, box them up wide with exotics. Because if you can get a first four or something, you'll probably do okay.
Good stuff.
Because we don't know a lot about the form. It's on country. You can go in and you can find these races, but there's a lot of dirt track form, grass track form, sand track form, and it's very hard to line it all up.
And one of our favourite jockeys on the Darling Downlow is Paul Hambo Hamblin, and Hambo's got a ride in Menendi. It's a chance too, but it's the draw hasn't done it any favours, which is not ideal. But best of luck to Hambo there for the Country Cups Challenge. No Metro wins the last 2 years over the mile. Now, Chriso, you've got some news on the King of the Mountain because that is going to be run on New Year's Day, the King of the Mountain. And I think it's fair to say that Wheatwood Toowoomba Cup Day is the biggest day for the club. But King of the Mountain runs a clear second. And this is going to be a race day that is very well supported by everybody at Racing Queensland.
Monday, the 1st of January, 2024, so just over a month away day-wise, a standalone meeting at Toowoomba. I was just looking on the website here, the slot holders and the runners. Now, there's only two runners announced so far, and they are, this is just an enormous get for Toowoomba in the race, Rothfire, who is supposed to be going around today, track permitting. Chris Anderson's the slot holder there. He's a sneaky bugger, Chris Anderson.
Good on him.
He's very, 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 very clever. So Chris Anderson has got Rothfire. We might have to have a chat to him at some stage. And Javen C, who I don't know, is the slot holder, but the horse is Steady Ready. One of yours, Sammy.
Wow.
So they're the only two at this stage, but I do notice that Tony Corey's got a slot. Sears Racing have got a slot. And there's obviously
Yellow
plenty
Brick.
Of others. Yeah, well, they might go that way with Yellow Brick. Yeah, well, they haven't picked
Steady Ready. He won it
Steady
last
Ready.
Year, didn't he?
He did, yep.
And you'd think he'd be back for it this year.
Yeah, you would think so. So there's a few there. Obviously, there's a lot of spots to be filled in the next month. So interesting times ahead. But Rothfire definitely there, and so is Steady Ready.
We've got the running of the George Moore today at Doomben, and it's going to be a ripper race. Always love this race, and George Moore, somebody who I was lucky enough to spend a night with at dinner, lucky enough that I won a race in Macau, a feature sprint in Macau, that he presented me the trophy, and I had my dad there, actually. So it was great to spend time with George and get a photo with George, and he was one of the best jockeys going around ever.
Definitely.
And, my dad used to rate George Moore and Roy Higgins as the best jockeys that he has ever seen. And he said, when you went to Sydney, George just ran the show, the whole joint.
Had the whistle, didn't he?
Him and Tommy Smith.
George Moore's whistle. Now, there is some Toowoomba representation in that George Moore Stakes. Right down the bottom, number 13, Legal Esprit for Donald Ducky Baker.
And he's got me first up.
Yeah,
he's good. He's got me a few times, Legal Esprit, but he's, I tell you what, he's handy enough.
He wasn't the worst run of all in that Swiss Ace Plate. He got a long way back. He was a clear last, but he did run on quite well.
Interesting news during the week, Chriso, that do jockeys deserve a pay rise? I'm going to say that I think they get their right whack at this stage.
About $250 a ride?
Yeah, I think they get their right whack. That's down in Victoria. I'm not sure what they get up here in Queensland, but it'd be close enough to that. So I would say, but I think what is important is that we need to have better training facilities for for trainers. You know, without the horses, we don't, the jockeys don't have anything to ride. And to get longevity out of horses, you need the best training facilities. And, I know down south that their training facilities are good, but they can be better, you know. And
yep.
I think that's a fair call right across the board, you know. If we can have horses for longer, it's better. That's for sure. So,
oh, without a doubt,
my 10 cents worth on that one. But let's get our first break out of the way. We'll come back on the other side, and we will have a chat to Savannah McCann, who is a promising apprentice based with Lindsay Hatch from Toowoomba.
Aquis, Queensland's best and largest stallion facility and Queensland Breeders' number one supporter. You're listening to the Darling Download on SEN Track.
Welcome back to the Darling Download. And Chris-o, this is our last show for the year on the Darling Download, talking all things Darling Downs.
Tearing up, Sammy.
And tearing up.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it? Emotional.
Well, guess what? Both my guests today are first-timers.
Oh, well, you haven't let me down.
First-timers. Like, this show's been going for a couple of years now. And
just about our first-timers on every week.
Yes, we just love it. And great. Savannah McCann is in the house. She's hard to get hold of, Savannah, because I tried to get her on a couple of weeks ago.
But very popular.
Savannah, welcome to the Darling Download.
Hi, thank you.
Now, good to have you on board here. Tell us the Savannah McCann story, how you got involved in horse racing or how you got involved in horses.
Yeah, well, my dad was a trainer down in Shepparton, Victoria, and I kind of one day just figured I was pretty light and wanted to get into racing, as I had been grown up with horses all my life, and I wanted to start going fast.
That's a good start. That's a good start. And Shepparton is not known so much for thoroughbred racehorse trainers anyway, but I suppose what's the nearest track to Shepparton? Would it be Tatura?
I think so.
Yeah. But there's, of course, there's harness racing at Shepparton.
Shepparton's big for the harness racing. Yeah. And the greyhounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you're born and bred in Shepparton. Is that how it works?
No, I was actually born in Queensland, but this was before I was born and that. So,
So how did you find your way up here from Shepparton?
Oh, well, Dad moved up here for work and that, and kind of we all just moved and found myself in Rocky and kind of went from there.
Okay, so how long have you been in Queensland for?
Oh, basically all my life.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a good thing.
And Rocky, well, so hail from Rocky, and Rocky is a great horse racing town, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, they've got a lot of horses and a fantastic racetrack at Rocky. Do you like riding? Have you ridden at Rocky? I'm just looking at your stats here. I don't think you've ridden it.
It's got a long straight.
I've only just got my provincial license, so I haven't had the chance to go up to Rocky yet.
Yeah, from what I can see here, you've had 24 rides. You've had 184 rides all up for 24 wins. Does that sound about right?
Probably, yeah.
You'll trust me on that?
And I see,
I'll trust you on that one.
I see you've ridden a winner at Mount Isa. I've been lucky enough to go to Mount Isa and it's something else too. And especially that their big race day, Mount Isa, that's hilarious because the town is just absolutely pumping. They have the rodeo and then the races and it's all on. But it's an interesting track, isn't it?
Yes, it's very interesting.
Now, you did some time
I've been to Mount Isa a few times.
Go on.
I've been to Mount Isa a few times. It's an alright track out there.
Gets a bit hot, doesn't it?
It does.
Very hot.
Now, reading here, you spent a bit of time with Chris Munce at Eagle Farm.
Yep.
How'd you find that?
Yeah, it was well. I really liked it there, and that once I started riding and that, it just worked a lot better for me to be in Toowoomba. But yeah, I liked Eagle Farm. It was very, very eye-opening there with all those horses and the very good trainers there.
Do you see yourself getting back riding at Eagle Farm or going back that way, hopefully, as your apprenticeship goes on, heading back to the town?
Oh, that's the goal. That's the main goal is, you know, be a city class jockey.
Yep. Yeah, well, there's so many. And is Ange Jones a bit of a role model?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, she rides so well.
Yeah.
She rides so well, but... She's not the only one. There's a lot of the girls that ride well.
Savannah's taking the same path as Ange Jones because she's apprenticed to
Lindsay
Hatch.
Yeah.
And, Hatchie does such a fantastic job with his apprentices, Savannah.
Yes, I enjoy being at Toowoomba with him. He's very good at what he does, and I'm grateful to be there.
Now, who was the apprentice we had on, Sam? Was it Jake Malloy that was apprenticed to Lindsay Hatch?
I think it might have been, actually.
Yeah, he still is.
He still is. Well, we used to talk to Jake because Lindsay's old school. And, you know, you don't turn up at the races dressed in, you know, T-shirts, shorts and thongs like one Sam Hyland did one day. But you're professional. You look professional. And do you find him like that as well? I mean, reasonable but very fair?
Yes. I remember my first week there, he said to me, if I ever see you turn up to the races in anything other than nice clothes, I'll send you home.
Really?
He's very pedantic on it.
Yeah. Well, he said the same thing to Jake Malloy, but that's good. It sets you on the right path as a professional. Look, there's nothing worse than, you know, turning up looking like you just got out of bed.
Yeah, or, you know, as my old man used to say, mate, you're not going, you're going to do your job. You're not going to a disco. So
you got out of bed straight to a disco. But what happened with you, Sam? He hauled you over the coals one day, didn't he?
Yeah, I wore thongs to the races. And I wore jeans to the races. First time I wore jeans to the race, I was older when I wore thongs to the race. He nearly died. But, yeah, wore jeans to the races and he was like, don't be wearing jeans to the races. And I was saying, even on trackside during the week, that and I was critical of a ride. I had my money on, but I made comment that if I did that, and my old man, who obviously was my boss as well, but he would watch all my rides, and if I put a ride in like that and came home, he would say that you'd walk in the door and he'd go, how'd you go? And you say, yeah, not great or whatever. And he'd go, what about that one in race two? And say, yeah, probably didn't give it the best ride. And then the old man would say, you know what? I reckon you have a week off. Just have a week off. So what do you mean? Well, we won't go to the races for a week. You can do the paddocks for a week and do, you know, so
make
you
think
do,
about
do
it.
The worst jobs ever, like picking up horse poo in the paddocks every day. And there was lots of paddocks and, and forget about going to the races and riding horses and being a jockey. And then you're like, for what? And you go, well, mate, you don't go out and go that fast. If you can't count, then think about your count. Practice your counting while you're picking up the paddocks.
It makes you think about it.
That's it. Yeah. And then you thought twice about going too fast on one and murdering one. And it's old school, isn't it, Savannah? But I tell you what, you learn pretty quickly how to count and rate one in front.
Question for you.
Yes.
If your son wanted to become a jockey
and
you were training, would you do exactly what your dad did?
Yeah, I think, I think he was really, he was firm but fair, my dad.
And see it as you get older, why he did it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was, he was very successful at both jobs, jockey and trainer. So you couldn't argue with him
because he had
the score on the board. That's right. So, and I think, you know, as Hatchie is, we've had Hatchie on here before and he's old school but it steers you in the right direction right from the very start. And I think you would agree with that, Savannah.
Yeah, 100%. He's very old school in how he does it, but fair at the same time. But, yeah, you learn pretty quickly.
Now, you've got a couple of rides tonight. Well, you're going to Gundawindi today. We'll go through all your rides for today, and a couple for one for Tony and Maddie Sears at in race two called Sarid. Is it Sarid? Drawn a little bit awkwardly around Gundy here.
Yeah, yeah. Again, you know, he's stepping back in class, and I'm pretty confident in him, and I've spoken to Maddie and Tony, and you know, we're quite confident in that we can get past this barrier, Jor, and hopefully give him a nice, easy run. But he's, you know, he's stepping back in class, so I'm pretty happy with how he's probably going to run.
Race three, you're riding one that's named after Sam Hyland's household thrower party for Leon Cross. 64 kilos. Wow.
List yeah, see, I'll claim two off, but he'll still have quite a bit on his back in that. But, yeah, he's coming across the border to a lot weaker race, and he doesn't go too bad first up. So I'm quite excited to see how he'll go as well. And he's drawn the barrier one, which will help me a heap, especially with that type of weight on his back.
Yeah, especially around Gundawindi, gate one is worth a lot to you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. That it'll just let me, you know, get to where I want to get and kind of pick the race I want to run.
Now, race number four, you've got Await the Storm, but it's also in tonight at Toowoomba and an emergency. So if it gets a run tonight, will it stay on its home track or will it go to Gundy?
We decided that we're going to take it to Gundy, more of its class level at the moment, and he's guaranteed a run there as he's, you know, only the second horse in it. But, you know, I rode him last start at Toowoomba, and either way, wherever he goes, I think he'll run a very good race. And the horse and I get along quite a lot. So yeah, wherever he goes, I think he'll run a big race.
Now in race two tonight at Toowoomba, you might not get a run here.
No, that's it. That's Away at the Storm.
Oh, was it? Did you mention that Away at the Storm?
Yeah, that's
Well, I thought you were talking about one at... Oh, you were talking about because it was Gundy as well. Sorry. Yeah. My mistake. I should be paying more attention, Savannah.
He gets a rap over the knuckles.
I'm
going to
get in big trouble after this. Okay, well, let's go to race six, where you're riding Wanda Rocks, who should be winning.
Yeah, Wanda's an outstanding little filly. She's definitely above, and she's won over this distance, so I'm pretty certain on how this will pan out for me. Again, it's horse racing, but Wanda should be probably too good for him at Toowoomba, where she's a track specialist. So, yeah, and I ride her work, so I'm quite happy with how she's working and everything like that. So I'm very, very confident in her.
And the 870 races, you know, I find... coming up here to Queensland and watching 800 metres and 860s and 870s, Gatton, Ipswich, Toowoomba. You know, if you get a horse that's effective over those trips, they'll string a few together because it's obviously blink and it's over, but it's horses that click with those short trips, you know, they can bag a few winners together.
Yeah, she, you know, she goes over 1,000 and that's probably her preferred distance, but she's a very good little sprinter, so she won over this last start, so we're happy to put her over it again and see how she does.
Savannah.
She's got nice gate speed in here.
Good stuff, Savannah. Christmas time is not too far away. What's planned? Do you just stay in Toowoomba and keep riding through this Christmas period, or are you going to head home for Christmas? What have you got planned?
I'm having a few days off around Christmas, but I'll be back in Toowoomba on the 25th to ride Boxing Day, the 26th at Warwick.
And hopefully so
I'll go home for 3-4 days.
Hopefully you can pick up a ride New Year's Day.
King of the Mountain Day.
Oh, we'll see.
You never know.
We'll see.
I'm sure things are, you know, everybody's sort of targeting their horses for that race day because it's going to be a big day for the town and the club, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge day. Toowoomba really get behind that, and it's quite good to see everyone come together for that big one race meeting down here.
Good stuff. Savannah, well, thanks for joining us on the Darling Download. Best of luck with your rides today and Wonder Rocks tonight. Sounds like I can put my house on Wonder Rocks. I can detect a bit of confidence in the voice.
Play for Christmas.
And the basketball jerseys.
Exactly.
Good on you, Savannah.
Thanks, Savannah.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you.
See ya. Bye-bye.
There is Savannah McCann, and she's going to do really well out of that hatch yard, I'm sure. And she might be the next Ange Jones.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Rightio. Let's get a break out of the way. Guess what, Chriso? I've got a new guest on the other side. Louise Dillon. We're going to have a chat to Louise Dillon. We've never had her on the Darling Down Low either, you little beauty. Leaving the best for last.
Aquis, Queensland's best and largest stallion facility and Queensland breeders' number one supporter. You're listening to the Darling Download on SEN Track.
Welcome back to the Darling Download. And yes, I've done it again. On our last show for the year, I have someone that we have never had on the Darling Download before, but really looking forward to catching up with Louise Dillon, who trains at the Sunshine Coast. And she's the queen of Kilcoy, Chriso, because
she is.
Her last three winners have been at Kilcoy. Louise, welcome to the Darling Download.
Hello, how are you?
Very well.
All is well. All is well after I told you that story about my wife buying basketball jerseys off air.
By the time we get to Sunday, there won't be anyone in Queensland that doesn't know that story.
Yeah.
Except your wife. And someone will tell her.
You better think up a good story.
Exactly. I never said that.
It's just brutal. It is just brutal. The Chicago Bulls jersey, $189. I don't know if you can tell or not, but I am wounded with it. Five of them. What do you need five for? Righto.
Well, you could have maybe tried to buy one, get one free.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
So just to fill everyone in, that we bought one for my son and then his four cousins, so they're all getting Chicago Bulls Luke Longley jerseys. But this is the other thing, Louise, that they're small. Like, my son's eight and it's not very big, and they're all so I got small ones, right? And then I was thinking about it last night and I said, why did we get large? She goes, what do you mean? Well, they're only little. And I said, yeah, no, but then they can have for life.
They can
have a large one for life.
Grow into them.
Yeah. And then we're getting our full $189 worth, you know? Dead set, isn't it?
Take it off, give it to them again next year.
Now let's get on to Louise Dillon. Louise, tell us about your story and how you got involved in horses and training horses.
Well, I've been around horses since I was little. Like, I don't even know why my family aren't horsey at all, but my dad lost me at the races when I was four, and it's never really stopped since then. So, yeah, they've just always been something. I don't know. I've just been drawn to horses my whole life. So.
Now, are you originally a Queenslander?
No, I'm from New Zealand.
Originally. Oh, okay. I did think maybe there was some little accent there.
Yeah. I've been here about 12 years now. 12 years, I think. So it's started to wear off.
Yeah, it's fading a little.
Sometimes.
And of course, there's a few New Zealanders at the sunny coast too. That's for sure. And I'm sure you appreciate the warm weather over here as opposed to New Zealand.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know about 35 degrees riding work this morning, but yeah, I mean, I can't complain. It's better than a Christchurch winter, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, this has been a little bit hot. Now, you originally started out as a jockey?
I did, yes, yeah. So
okay.
I did that. I think I had like a 5-year apprenticeship and I rode a bit in the bush and things like that, yeah.
I'm just looking at some of the places that you've ridden. Gympie seems to have been your most successful track.
Yeah, Gympie, it was good. I had a lot of good fun with Gympie. Yeah, it was good. Some nice horses and won the Muster Cup 1 year. That was like probably the highlight.
Yeah, you had 16.7% wins at Gympie, and your What do you, now you probably know the answer to this question, your most successful track?
Would be Genzie, would it?
No, well, I'm going to say most successful track, rides to wins ratio, so strike rate.
Got to be either Genzie or Bundaberg.
Nah. Cloncurry.
No. Oh, no.
You had 11 rides at Cloncurry for 4 wins. 4.
Yeah, yeah. I got 3 in one day. I'm
trying to
get it out of the way, I think.
You did too.
Gee whiz. How far is Cloncurry from the sunny coast?
Oh, miles. So I was flying to Mount Isa and then driving out with the trainers. So it's about, I think from memory, it's about 3 hours from Mount Isa or 2 or 3 hours from there. So it's really in the middle of nowhere.
Fair dinkum. And I tell you what, it'd be a bit warm. It'd be a bit warm too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit toasty. Well, I haven't been there for years, but I did ride there a lot when I first started riding. It was good. The trainers out there are lovely. Like, it's a real cool, you know, sort of place to start out when you're learning and that. And the jockeys are all nice and they all help you, so it was good.
Fantastic. Now, as I said in the opener, that your last 3 winners have all been at Kilcoy. What's the knack you've got with Kilcoy? And I suppose it's a good knack to have because it's not far up the road and it can be a tricky track, Kilcoy, can't it?
Yeah, it is definitely. It's either one of those tracks your horses like or they don't. And for some reason, my horses just seem to like it. I'm not sure. Dratini loves it. He's had 4 wins there, I think, now. And the other horse, Naughty Harry, who just won last start there, start before last, he'd never raced there before. And I took him there on a 5-day backup thinking, oh, we'll see if he handles it. And it was so hot, and I thought, I'm a horrible person backing him up. But he got out there, and away he went, and he won. I thought, this is so weird. I don't know why my horses like it. Because they're not, like, Sock and Third is a big, rangy, he's a huge horse, and I never thought he'd handle Kilcoy, but he loves it too. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
Are these horses that race on speed?
Yeah, well, Dratini does. He always races on speed. Naughty Harry doesn't. He will just pull on out the gates and just sort of sit around. And he kind of did that day too. He got back and then Tiff sort of started. They were going really slow. She, like, slower than she expected the pace at Kilcoy over 1900. So she sort of took off early on him and then everyone took off. So she had no choice but to keep riding him and he just was tough enough to hang on, I think. He was probably just lucky, really.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Now, and you've got, so you're taking 3 horses to Toowoomba tonight, and a couple of them are the ones we've been talking of. Race number 1, you saddle up Dratini. Chris Meehan's riding them all, and is he an Irish fella, Chris Meehan?
Yes, he is, yeah.
I thought so, yeah.
So and he's riding a lot of work here at the Sunny Coast now. So he, usually Tiff rides them, or Kelly Gates will ride them. But Toowoomba, Tiff committed to town, and Cal doesn't usually go to Toowoomba on a Saturday night. So I asked Chris. I've ridden a lot with Chris in the country, and he's a really strong rider. He's quite passionate about riding them. You know, he trains them himself too, so he knows what it's like when you're a little trainer and, you know, how important it is to try. So, yeah, he's coming up to ride them all, which will be good.
Good stuff. So what are you expecting with Dratini in the first race? Drawn a little bit awkwardly, which can be not ideal around Toowoomba, can't it?
Yeah, well, that's it. Dratini's never raced at Toowoomba before, so it's kind of a bit unknown. Like, he's a real speed horse. He's an old horse. He's 8-year-old, but he sort of flies out the gates and he likes to run everywhere as fast as humanly possible. So he just, I guess it'll just be a try and see with him up there tomorrow night. I think he's still a little bit soft. Like, he hasn't, he didn't have a trial going. He ran well at Ipswich, and I sort of thought, well, he probably want another one, tighten him up. And then if he pulls up all right, he'll go to Kilcoy in 10 days as well. So it's, I don't really know what to expect with him tomorrow night. He's one of those horses, if everything goes his way, he's quite good. expert about it. And if it doesn't, well, we just don't know what we're going to get sometimes.
Well, the draws haven't done you any favour with the next one,
no.
And that is Sockham Sid in race three. Jeez.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping for a better gait with him. But in saying that too, this prep he's sort of racing off speed a little bit, and he got back quite far at Ipswich, which I was really surprised to see him back as far as he was. And then he ran home good. So hopefully up to the mile now it will suit him. And he likes Stormbury. He's raced here a couple of times. He's won one race up there, and he's pretty honest as well.
And
hopefully he'll be right. It's just a gate.
Yeah, and from that start, I mean, you can often get a good speed in these races at Toowoomba, can't you, where they'll swing along,
yeah.
and you can have a bit of luck slotting in.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what we're hoping for. We just hope that he can just not get caught wide. It would be great. And just, you know, get a nice run into the race and hopefully finish off well.
And on to race number 7, Naughty Harry, as you say, is... who's got the money at Kilcoy recently, and this horse, he's found a nice race here in this class too.
Yeah, I'm hoping he has. He's coming back now. Like, I started him in a class 5 just to sort of keep him ticking over, and he surprised me. He ran so well at Ipswich, so coming back to his own class and at this distance, he likes it too. So hopefully he'll be all right. Like, again, he's never raced Toowoomba too, so you just don't really know what to expect. You kind of got to take them and try. But he's working well, and he's a pretty honest little horse. He's quite a dag. He's a bit different, but he'll put his best foot forward, I hope.
So the three runners, what can we put the house on here, Louise?
I wouldn't put a house on any of them, to be fair, because you don't know. Like, two of them have never been here before, and one of them is still getting fit. So I'm hoping they all run well, but I wouldn't put a house on.
No worries. What about for you? Christmas time just down the road and not far away is... do you stay here in Queensland? Do you head back to New Zealand? What have you got planned for Christmas?
No, I just stay and work. I don't get home very much. Actually, I haven't been back to New Zealand in a few years, but I'm hoping to get home to see my brother next year, early next year. Christmas will just be horses.
Yeah,
it's always just horses. There's too much to do.
It's funny, isn't it? I'm from a racing family, and obviously Dad was training not so long ago, and we would our Christmas days he would give all the staff the day off, and then we'd there'd often be horses running on Boxing Day, so we'd take one load to the track to keep them ticking over. You'd sort of just do the basics and then go home, have big day at lunch, and then it was back out for afternoon stables. And
yep.
I think it was the one time of the year that my mother, who was scared of horses, and she would be sweeping the barn or doing something
yeah.
small around the joint. But being one of six kids, we were all out there doing the horses on Christmas afternoon.
Yeah, there's no choice really, is there? They don't care if it's Christmas.
No, that's not
at all. Looked after. It doesn't matter to them.
No,
that's it. Well, hopefully you can have some luck tonight and a bit of money for the turkey for Christmas. Thanks for joining us on the Darling Download this morning, and best of luck.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks,
good
Louise.
Good luck with your Christmas present.
Thanks very much.
The money's been spent.
Yeah, it's gone. The money's gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Good on you, Louise.
Thank you very much, guys.
See ya. Bye.
There is Louise Dillon, and she's got three nice runners going up the range tonight. It's going to need a little bit of luck from those gates, but...
lovely lady.
Good stuff. She is lovely. Good on her. She trains at the Sunny Coast, and... as I say, last three winners have been at Kilcoy. She loves taking them to Kilcoy, and there's a few meetings at Kilcoy coming up over this holiday period, which will be really popular race days, Chris.
Must be a popular beachy area, Kilcoy. I didn't realise. I actually didn't realise how close Kilcoy. I had to go to Woodford on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
And it's only about 20 k's from Woodford. I didn't realise how close it was.
Woodford's a good spot.
I play golf at Woodford.
Oh, is it good track?
Yeah, it's one of those courses that needs rain, but it had a bit last week or the week before, so it was okay. But I can see in the summertime, if there was no rain, it could dry out. But I love the layout there. It's a good little public course. If anyone hasn't played Woodford, they should get out and do it.
Good stuff. All right. On that note, we'll get a break out of the way because guess what we've got on the other side? We've got tipping time. We are going to get some winners for this weekend.
Aquis, Queensland's best and largest stallion facility and Queensland Breeders' number one supporter. You're listening to the Darling Download on SEN Track.
It's tipping time on the Darling Down Low for the last time this year, you little beauty, as I welcome Jonathan Davies from Aquis. Well, we've come to the end. We've come to the end, and we're giving our last tips out. Before I ask you for your tips this week, I'm going to ask you, do you have any idea how much a Chicago Bulls jersey, jersey is?
I have no idea.
If I said to you $189.95, would you say that is a little bit steep?
Yeah, definitely.
If your wife asked you to go down and purchase five, one for your son and then four for the cousins, it's a bit over the top, I would have said.
I wouldn't have bought them, no.
I bought them.
We need a copy at one of those shops like in Bali that does their copy jerseys, I think. Don't think we buy the real deal.
Sure,
but anyway.
What's old is new again now.
How good. So we're going to back a winner. I have to back a winner to pay for these jerseys. Dead set. I am going to Toowoomba Race 2, number 7, Dragon Pins. I think this will be getting the money. JD.
Toowoomba Race 5, number 9, Zimbara. Forgive her, first run, nothing went right. I think she can have a good race. I think it's on first time and she'll be a price.
I'm going to Toowoomba race three, number 10, Duchess Bree, who broke through for a win at start number 3 million, going back a couple of starts ago. I thought the last two runs have been all right. I think she's going okay. I think she can win again, race three, number 10.
I am going Doomben, race 8, number 9, All That Pizzazz in the George Moore today, you little beauty, JD.
I'm head to head with you, mate, with the stable mate. I'm Natuno. I thought he was really good first up. And he was badly handicapped, or badly into the weights first up. And I think he obviously meets a lot of the same horses today and gets a good weight relief.
I am with Doomben Race 4, number 3, Defiant Spirit, who was good first up at the Sunny Coast, can go a couple better here.
Caulfield for me, race 5, the Eclipse Stakes, number 3, Ain't No Deal and Done for the Freedies. This is going for 4 in a row. Its confidence is through the roof. Surely it just wins.
I'm with you, Sam, actually. I think I was pretty disappointed they scratched it last. It was the last week of the week before. It looks an absolute moral. It has a lot more upside than anything else in this field.
I'll go to Rose Hill, race 3, number 7, Tavvy Time, who I think is a promising type, can win again.
That is us done and dusted. JD, have a ripping Christmas and thanks for joining us every week on the Darling Down Low. And, all the best.
Thanks, JD.
Enjoy the ball.
Thanks very much. There is Jonathan Davies, the tipping superstar from Aquis. And Chris-O, we're in the home straight. We're in the final furlong. My tips for tonight, Toowoomba. Race 1, number 6, Kwame. Race 2, number 7, Dragon Pins. Race 3, number 6, Flash Zariz. Race 4, number 10, Look at Rosa. Race 5, number 4, Chirrup. Race 6, number 7, El Pal's Gal. And race 7, number 9, Mount Mort Shark. Looking for them to be hard to beat. I think Stable have got some nice runners tonight, and they should be not bad prices, so they could have a bit of luck. As I say, this is our last Darling Download for a while. But hopefully we're back into next year at some stage. But looking forward to the Christmas period and hope everybody supports the King of the Mountain race day, whether it be you can get there or have a bet on it, because it'll be a ripping day at Toowoomba. And, yeah, I'm sure the whole town
get
will
behind
really,
it.
Really get behind it and make it a strong race day, because it's such a good horse district, isn't it, Toowoomba and surrounding towns. There's so many, successful studs and obviously good stables and just a good horse country.
Yeah, and a big thanks, Sammy, to all our listeners who have tuned in throughout the year.
And
we'd be nothing without them, and big cheerio to my good mate Spudder, who's been a loyal listener right from day dot.
Good on you, Spudder, and definitely to all the participants that we get on from time to time for our have a chat, and we're very lucky that everybody's so accommodating and can help us out.
Oh, jeez. Tearing up, Sammy.
It's okay. I needed this music when I was paying for the football jersey, basketball jersey, should I say, yesterday.
We can't end on this, boys. We can't end.
No, we need something a bit more uplifting. Come on, Cohen.
That is us. Better. Thank you to Cohen, our producer.
That makes you think of the jerseys as well.
I tell you what. I want to see them wearing those jerseys in 5 years' time. I want to still see them in those jerseys.
Every day from now for the next 5 years, at least.
They must get plenty out of these football jerseys, that's for sure. But thank you to all the listeners on the Darling Download. We hope it's a safe and happy Christmas, and all the best into the new year. Hope it's jam-packed, full of winners. Grandma has a doze, the kids and Uncle Bruce are swimming in their clothes. The time comes round to go. We take a family snap.